As Russ Feingold was running for re-election in the summer of 2004, Wisconsin Right to Life began running TV ads that asked voters to contact Feingold and fellow Democratic Senator Herb Kohl to oppose filibustering of President Bush's judicial nominees under timing and financial disclosure requirements of the McCain-Feingold campaign finance law. The ads were soon halted. But the anti-abortion group was upset with that decision. After 3 years of court fights, the Supreme Court, including Bush appointees John Roberts and Samuel Alito, have ruled 5-4 that the ads should have continued. Wisconsin Right to Life Executive Director Barbara Lyons says the ruling means new possibilities.
And now it will be possible for organizations like Wisconsin Right to Life to air broadcast ads which mention the name of a candidate who is running for election, as long as the ad meets the test set up by the U.S. Supreme Court, that it does not judge the fitness or character of the candidate for election, it does not mention elections, and it is strictly a grassroots lobbying ad.
But clean government groups generally criticize the Supreme Court decision. Jay Heck of Common Cause in Wisconsin says he wants to see the rules the Federal Election Commission will write to implement the ruling.
What it will do is it may likely return a lot of the ads that required regulation and disclosure to now be able to go under the radar screen again. And so American voters will not know who's paying for ads that are influencing the outcome of the election. As I say, it still remains to be seen.
Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.